podcast makes a great companion to your life. However, if you're looking for something more romantic, make a date with RSVP, Australia's most trusted dating site. RSVP understands you might be apprehensive, but with their advanced search feature, you'll be matched with singles who tick all the right boxes. Download the app or visit rsvp.com.au today. Unfamiliar with the world of online dating? Keep an ear out for RSVP's handy tips and enjoy the following podcast.
You're listening to the Ben Fordham Podcast. And now, Ben Fordham comments.
Can we get Gina Rinehart a seat at the cabinet table? She has more ideas than most of our politicians combined. The mining magnate has made a big call on the cost of living, and I reckon a lot of people will be supporting this call. She wants the government to give us a Christmas bonus by slashing the tax on petrol. The fuel excise is at 49 cents per litre, and last year we pushed for some relief on petrol prices, and the former government responded by halving the tax for 6 months. Gina Rinehart says we should do it again. She says every few dollars counts for people during these tough times. With the stroke of a pen, the government could deliver minor short-term relief to millions of people. It could happen from the 1st of December. And then if you must, put it back to usual after Christmas. The longer after Christmas, the better. She has shared those thoughts with James Morrow in today's Daily Telegraph. And good on her. We're being smashed by the cost of living. The cost of fuel is hovering at around $2.10 a litre. And we know that slashing the fuel excise helps everyone. It delivers savings relief across the country. Gina says, do it now. And she's delivered a key speech in Bali, speaking about our agriculture sector being the envy of the world, but also being haunted by the cost of climate change policies. Her fear is that Australians face more price hikes and even food shortages. She says the amount that farmers are spending on achieving net zero should be capped at $200,000 per annum. Gina Rinehart told the crowd in Bali, don't blame the farmer for needing to try to pass on to Australian households the multi-millions in costs that they face for installing solar power and batteries. Her other big concern, not being able to clear land. Red tape is stopping it from happening. Australia's richest woman has declared, government tape drowns us. They won't even let us keep our families, staff, pets, homes and investments safe through adequate fire breaks. She says, my blood boils on this one. And her frustration came through loud and clear in this speech, especially when it comes to politicians and political processes. She says, at the end of the day, we're not as dynamic as we need to be.
The bureaucracy blocks us or hinders us at every opportunity. Projects succeed not because of government, but in spite of it. Some positive and innovative ideas never see daylight.
How true is that? We've got 190,000 public servants in Canberra, costing us $10 billion a year, and all too often they stand in the way of getting things done. And she has spoken about politicians listening to the wrong people. Gina Rinehart says pandering to minority group activism, the left and the Greens, abetted by virtue signalling individuals, affects political decisions and policy. She says, unfortunately, politicians too often forego common sense and real leadership and instead listen to noisy public activism. And she says it's a very different story when you travel to the bush.
Whenever I am visiting our farms and stations, I feel refreshed, surrounded by common sense. Isn't common sense refreshing? But that important ingredient, common sense, is missing in governments and most left media.
She's softly spoken, but I'll tell you what, she delivers some truth bombs. And some in the media like to demonise Gina Rinehart. This is the woman who individually funds many of our top swimmers so they can chase their Olympic dreams. And there's a lot of common sense in what she's saying here. Cut back on the red tape, reduce the financial burden on farmers, stop listening to noisy woke minorities, and give Aussie families some relief from petrol prices. So can we organise for a special guest to turn up once in a while in the cabinet room? People with real life experience at building businesses and creating jobs and finding savings? Give Gina a seat at the table. Kat says, good morning, Ben. I have just one thing to say. Gina for PM. Well, look, I'm not sure that she would really fit in Canberra, Kat, but we would be wise to listen to her.
We hate to break up your podcast listening, but RSVP has put together some tips to help singles get the most out of their online dating experience. It really is possible to find a serious relationship online. Remember to commit your time to your search, keep your expectations realistic, not superficial, and be open-minded. Someone you'd typically regard as not your type might actually be Mr. or Mrs. Right. Discover the difference with rsvp.com.au, Australia's most trusted dating site.
From the number one best-selling author Michael Connelly comes the thrilling new book Resurrection Walk. Lincoln lawyer Mickey Haller and Detective Harry Bosch are back and working on another long-shot case where the chance of winning is one in a million. Resurrection Walk by Michael Connelly. Read it now.